Praise the
Lord.
Blog
Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for this great day and for all the people on this line. Oh, we think of you, Lord, because we think of whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are honest and whatsoever things are just and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely and whatsoever things are of a good report. There is virtue and praise because we think of you and we praise you for what you've done. Oh, my God, what you are going to do. We know, God, that we don't know anything. That's what we know, that we don't know nothing without you. If we lack wisdom, we have to ask you, God, who give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. And it shall be given unto us. We don't even know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us with groanings. And we just praise you and thank you. Father, thank you for this new day. Amen. A day that we can give you praise and adoration and honor you. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for legs to walk, mouth to talk, all of the activities of our limbs. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Thank you for all of our organs working. And God, we rebuke the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, touch the people on this line and bless them, help them. Heal, Lord, every person who's sick. Those who are down, pick them up. Those who are out, bring them in. We need your grace and mercy. We love you, Lord. We do ask you to forgive all sin, every sin that we committed, sin of commission, and every sin that we've overcommitted, the things that you told us to do that we haven't gotten done yet. Forgive all sin. God, we love you and bless this line, sanctify the line, in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we ask you to take over completely. Let this be a bumper day for you. And we give you glory and we give you praise. Now, Lord, as we offer prayer unto you, we ask that you receive it. In just a moment, Lord, we'll offer praise unto you. And we ask that you receive it. And we ask this properly in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. For Jesus, you said, what things soever we ask of you, whatever we ask, if we ask in your name, you said you would do it that the Father may be glorified. And we do ask it right now in your name. Give you glory, give you honor, and we give you praise. And thank you again and again and again for everything that you're doing right now and everything that you're going to do on this prayer line today. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
I know y'all are awake. God woke you up this morning and started you on your way. I want to speak to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. God bless you. And let's speak to the Lord. Everybody wake up. Speak
good morning,
to the Lord.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
God, we thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go give him a wake up praise and let's praise him at least 2 or 3 minutes on the block. We praise him for 20 minutes.
Thank you.
But
thank
I
you,
know
Lord. Thank
for 3 or 4 minutes this morning.
Thank you.
Come
thank
on,
you.
Give us a great
thank
praise.
You,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise your Lord today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise your name today, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. World peace today, God. Thank you. Hallelujah for unity. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Praise your holy, righteous name, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Master, thank you for another chance. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise your name today.
Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. This is a brand new day, and we thank God. We got a special guest for you on the line. I told you yesterday she'd be here, and she's been a blessing to our ministry and to our church. Oh, my God, and she is a blessing. Before we present her this morning, I just want to remind you that tonight we have the youth prayer line with Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, and it's going to be great. Amen. Join us on the youth prayer line. Just call the same number at 7 o'clock tonight. And then don't forget, every night we have the blog line where we thank God 1,000 times. And I want to ask those who are moving around the phone, would you just mute your phone, *6. Amen. Amen. Instructions. And thank you. And when the instructions come, please obey the instructions. God bless you. We love you. Amen. You know, but in the house of the Lord, there is order. And treat it like you come in church on Sunday morning and you want to give order to the line. God bless you. Also, I want to remind you that tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the last Wednesday in every month, we're having all night shut-in. We're going to shut in with the Lord, and there'll be speakers all night long. There'll be prayer. We're going to start it out with 1,000 thank yous, and then we'll move to all the speakers and the youth front line and things. We're coming to you tomorrow night. Excuse me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's going to be ultra awesome. All night from 9 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next morning, we're going to spend the night with the Lord in prayer and in praise. So all of you, we'll give you the lineup here. Maybe we'll have time to do it at the end of the program today. I have to look at that and see. But we're going to be with the Lord all night long. Oh, my God. And we have a special guest in store for you today in just a moment. We're going to introduce her. I just want to tell you that we appreciate you. Amen. It's just good to say that to people. Many times we can find fault with everything, but people need to be encouraged in this last day and time. I just want to tell you to be encouraged. You can make it. I don't care what the storm is like. God will bring you through. Put your trust in him, and he'll bring you out with your hands up. Amen. And when he gets through bringing you out, you'll be able to put a praise on it and give God glory like never before. Amen. Thank you. So don't forget our convention. I don't know if Ambassador Hodges is there. I want to mention the convention. We're excited about it. Amen. Oh, my God. It's going to be so ultra awesome. Are you there this morning, Ambassador Hodges? If so, tell us about the convention. Amen.
Good morning, and I am here just a reminder that it's coming soon. We're less than 2 weeks away from the first prayer and praise convention right here in the heartland of the country, Kansas City, Kansas. I've been told they're still extending our $99 room rate at the Hilton Garden Hotel until June 1st. So you can still call in and make your reservation to be a part or to secure a room from the first room block. Simply dial 913-342-8255 7900. That number again is 816-34. I'm getting Kansas and Missouri confused. It is 913-342-7900. Tell them that you want a room from the First Fruit Moon Block. We're looking forward to seeing you. We're expecting a high time in the Lord. Started on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night with a closeout on Sunday. You would simply fly into the MCI Airport in Kansas City, Missouri. God bless you, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
And we sure are, and we're excited about it. I've been inviting y'all, and it's going to be ultra awesome. And God is going to bless that in a phenomenal way. Amen. If you want a miracle, be here, because miracles will be waiting for you. I tell you, God said to me, he said, tell the people, don't worry about home. If you get here at this convention, God's going to do things back home while you're here. In the name of Jesus, I believe it. He said it, and it is done because he said it. Oh, my God. Look forward to the Lord blessing you. Look forward to the Lord lifting you. Look forward to the Lord doing miracles for you. It's going to be something exciting and marvelous in the Lord's eyesight and in our sight. Amen. It's going to be marvelous. God bless you. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Amen. If you are, please give us our station identification this morning, and then we're going to call on our guest. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Yes, sir, we are here. We give honor to the presence of the Lord today. We do honor, amen, our chief, our national ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and our Dr. Betty. Hallelujah. We do give praise to the Lord, amen, for the memory of our mother to the nations who is now with the Lord. We thank God for all the ambassadors, ambassadors elect. Thank God, amen, for my beloved husband. Thank God for everyone. Regardless of your status quo, we appreciate all of you being with us today. We're excited about the Lord and excited about what's going on. We give him praise, and we are here broadcasting live from NPA Studio Live, being heard all over the world. We can be reached simply by going to your web browser and typing in NPABlockTalkRadio.com. You'll be able to pull us up or simply call into the live studio 347-934-0207. And we're being heard all over the world, in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, all of the United States, Canada, the Virgin Islands, you name it, and to God be the glory. We want to thank God, amen, for our chief international ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And we want to encourage him and tell him to keep on doing what God has called him to do. And for those of you who would like to be a support of the ministry that our chief is doing, you can just simply contact him through him by phone or simply, I know that information will be coming forth a little later, probably before the broadcast is over, but I know there are probably some of you who would like to tap in and be a support of this great ministry. Being heard all over the world, I'm telling you, more, can you imagine, more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. God bless you, Chief. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. Amen. Thank Bishop for allowing you to do this every morning. And hopefully he's better. I know he's better. And thank God for him. All right. Thank God for our special guest this morning. We're going to New Jersey. Amen. Oh, Willingboro, New Jersey. I met this young lady when she came to Kansas, and she came to Amazing Grace. Amen. She blessed our hearts that morning. So, amen. Dr. Betty and I have never forgotten her. And then she's been so kind to our ministry, blessing our ministry in such a glorious way. We thank God for her. Are you there this morning? Pastor Shirley Garten from Willingboro, New Jersey. Amen. I wanted to take 20, 25 minutes and bless us. Then we're going to have some praise reports and pray for you too. And then maybe we'll go off today with that Holy Ghost rehab. Amen. So get ready. Pastor Shirley Garten, are you on the line this morning? Praise the Lord for you. Are you there?
Amen. Why don't we get a praise report while we're waiting on her? Maybe we'll contact her real quick here. And if you have a praise report, who would take that for us and rest us up? Amen. Give us, take over the praise report just for a few minutes. Anyone? Do I have a volunteer? Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. First, I give honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, to everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for being here this morning. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for coming into my life, saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with the Holy Ghost and keeping me with a mind to walk upright before him in this evil day. And I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I want to say on yesterday I had an appointment, my son and I had to go to the eye doctor, and how that we had to wait so long. But I thank God for it. We got a good report, and I thank God for blessing us. And I always dread for somebody to work with my eyes, but I thank God. The doctor said that I had glaucoma now for about 20 years, but the doctor said it was doing well, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. And also that I had cataracts, and I had those for a long time. I thank God for not letting them have to come off at this time. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say the praise service is open to anyone that would like to give a praise this morning. How many should we get, Dr. Johnson?
Oh, about two or three. I spoke with Pastor Gordon. She was on the line. We're having a little problem here. If you're on the line, Pastor Gordon, and you press star 6 to mute yourself, all you have to do is press star 6, and that will unmute you. All right, God bless you.
I'm on the line, Dr. Johnson.
All right. There she is. But stand by just for a minute, Pastor Gordon. Let's get at least one praise report here. Who has a praise report of what the Lord has done for you? Don't be embarrassed. Tell where you are. Give us your name and where you're from. All right?
Good morning. I do have a praise report. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Give us your name and where you're from.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. I do want to, first of all, I am from Kansas City, Missouri. I do want to openly tell Sister Gina last night in between my children, I came off being rude. I do want to apologize. I love you, Sister Gina. I was just saying I wasn't late, but I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just answered and said, yes, I'm here. God bless you. My praise report is I am going in for my testing today. It is my six-month review for my heart. If you all remember back in November, I went in. They found my aorta was out of place. It is now time for my six-month testing, so I'm giving praise that everything will be fine when I go in for my echo today. And I will keep you all posted, but I am encouraged. I am excited on what God is doing with the Gray family. He is getting us in line and in order. So I am thanking God for insurance. Hallelujah. That is my praise report today. Healthy and strong, each one of us. So that's my praise report. In your hands, Mother Digby, thank you so much.
Thank you. The line is open.
Let's get one more.
Ambassador Stitt from Arkansas. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I thank God for another day, hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And I thank him for having a mind of Christ. I thank him this morning that I am the express image of his dear son. I praise God that I'm clothed in his righteousness. I am dressed for war, hallelujah. And I praise God for a job. Amen. I thank God for what he's blessed me with, the activity of my limbs, my feet to walk, my hands to reach. Nobody had to put my clothes on me this morning. I thank God that I have a car to drive to work this morning. I thank God that I have employees. Glory to God. I thank God that the blessings overflow and overtake me and run after me and knock on my door and reward me of great and mighty things that I know not. God bless all of you and have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Thank God for that beautiful testimony of praise report. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Mother Digby from Chicago. And thank you. That was Ambassador Gail Stitt from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. God bless all of you. And I just want you to know that we appreciate every person on the line. We're going back to Willingboro, New Jersey. I just introduced you to Shirley, and we're so happy to have you. Take about 20, 25 minutes and bless our hearts. Whatever God gives you is fine. Amen. The line is in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm blessed this morning. I thank God this morning for Dr. Johnson. Thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you for Dr. Betty. I bring you greetings this morning from the Garden State, New Jersey. Amen. God is just good. I've already been blessed just being here this morning listening to the testimonies. And again, Dr. Johnson, I thank you for inviting me today.
Thank you.
I want to talk today about words. And my subject today is change your words, change your life. Amen. We as saints of God have to be very careful about the words that we speak. Amen.
Amen.
We can speak life to our life, or we can speak death. And I learned that some years ago when I was always sick, and I stayed in bed because I was just ill, and I confessed that I was sick. And my husband came home from work one day, and he prayed for me as he normally did, and he said to me, he said, "Honey, if you change your words, I think you'll change your life." Well, let me tell you, when I stopped confessing that I was sick, praise God, I got well. Amen?
Amen.
And today, as saints of God, we're going through things in our lives that we're bringing on ourselves, and we don't realize it. It's because of the words that we're speaking. You know, the Bible says in St. Mark 11 and 23 that we would have what we say. Amen?
Amen.
And also, Proverbs 6 and 2 says that we are snared with the words of our mouth. So that means that we can't enjoy the blessings of God because we are saying things and doing things that God cannot bless us. For an example, I'd like to leave with you this morning. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Stop signing for packages that do not belong to you.
Wow.
When the mailman bring that box to you, if it's not yours, don't sign for it. Because once you sign for it, amen, it belongs to you. What do you mean? What do you mean? You go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you that you've got high blood pressure. Then you go and tell somebody else, "I've got high blood pressure."
Amen.
You just signed for that package.
Thank you.
But that package do not belong to you because by your stripes, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Amen?
Yeah.
When you start to confess what the doctor has said about you, then you sign for a package that do not belong to you.
Yes.
Now, I'm speaking from experience this morning. See, we must get in agreement with God's word regardless of the circumstances.
Thank you.
I'm going to repeat that. I said that we must get in agreement with God's words regardless of the circumstances.
Amen.
See, I don't care what it look like, taste like, or smell like. If God says by his stripe, the word says, I'm healed, then I'm healed. I don't care what the doctor said.
Right.
Last year in June, my testimony, we were celebrating my husband's birthday, and before it was over, I started to hurt in my right thigh. Before the ceremony was over, I was limping. The next morning, I could not walk. For 3 days, I laid in my bed because I couldn't move my leg, and I refused to go to the doctor. So my daughter came in that evening and said, "Mom, get up, get up. I got to help you get dressed. I'm taking you to the ER. And I protested, but finally I said, "Okay, okay, I'll go. They did all kind of tests, CAT scans. I was there for hours. The doctor came in and he said, "Mrs. Gordon," he said, "I cannot tell you why you cannot walk. I don't know what is wrong with you. But I can tell you this, in searching on your right side, we found that there's a mass on your ovaries on your left side. And I suggest that you get to your doctor like yesterday. He said, I can tell you that whatever it is, it's too large. It should not be there. And after getting to my doctor the next few days, I underwent all type of tests, and they told me, Mrs. Gordon, we can't tell you if it's cancer because we don't know, but we think that it is, and you need to be operated on. We're going to try to get you in like 2 weeks. We just need to operate. But before we operate, there's a test that we need you to take. And this blood test will tell us if there are cancer cells in your body. And I underwent the blood test right there in his office. But I knew that I was trusting God, and I was saying that by your stripes I'm healed. I don't care what they're telling me. The Bible told me not to be afraid of an evil report. I believe that I'm healed. I'm healed. And I kept confessing, I'm healed. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't have cancer. And I walked around my house and said, there are no cancer cells in my body. Every cell in my body is filled with light. Praise God. And 2 days later, the doctor called me and said, Ms. Gordon, said that test we took, if you had cancer cells in your body, it would be up around 5. He said, but yours was 2. He said, so there are no cancer cells in your body, but still, we don't know what that is. You still have to have surgery. So to make a long story short, I went to surgery. And when I walked in to talk to the doctor, she said to me, I believe God. This is the doctor saying this. I don't believe that you have cancer. She said, but just in case you do, I have to tell you this. When we operate on you, we have to leave you open on the table for 25 minutes because I got my surgery at a place where they tested right then. They didn't have to send it off. She said, we're going to do a chemo wash if you have cancer. She said, and I'm going to operate on you with the robot. I said, the robot? She said, yes, I'm going to guide the robot's hand, and I'm going to put the instruments in the robot's hand, and I'm going to sit here and guide the robot because my fingers are too large to go in to do what I have to do. I said, oh, my God. But The Lord gave me the assurance that I'm with you, you confessed it, you believe it, by your stripes, I'm healed. I don't care what it looked like. My God is a healer. When I went in and came out, she said to me after surgery, there was a tumor in your body lying dormant, had been there for 26 years since you had your last surgery, and it decided that it wanted to grow. And what it did was wrap itself around every organ in your body. She said, now imagine that you're blowing bubbles and two bubbles connect. She said that the robot had to go in and disconnect that tumor from all of your organs without breaking the bubble. Just God. See, Jesus went into that surgery that morning with me because no matter what it looked like, I was in agreement with God's word regardless of the circumstances. Praise God. She said, I've never seen anything like that. She said, but let me tell you, we detached it from every organ in your body. And she said, Mrs. Gordon, you don't have any cancer in your body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I was in agreement with the word of God. Let me just tell you, if you change your words, amen, you can change your life. No matter what your circumstances are. I heard a young lady testify this morning that she's going in for some type of test. You go in confessing and agreeing with God's word because it will not go out and return unto him void. Amen?
Amen.
When the doctor tells you that you have something, you've got diabetes, you don't sign for that package by repeating his words.
Amen.
I've got diabetes. You can say I take medication for that, but I haven't claimed it.
Amen.
I take medication for high blood pressure, but I don't have high blood pressure. Amen?
Because amen.
By his stripes, I am healed. See, I'm changing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to confess or sign for a package that does not belong to me. Because once you sign for that, then even if God wants to heal you, listen to what I'm saying this morning. Your words, according to Malachi 3:16, the Bible says your words are stout against me.
Amen?
Amen. God wants to heal us, and a lot of us are not healed because we are saying, the Bible says you have what you say. We are saying that we've got these diseases that Jesus took the stripes for on the cross. So what you want to do is say, the doctor says I have that, but I'm confessing that I'm healed by his stripes. Amen?
Amen.
See, we got to understand that to change our words, we change our life. And
amen.
If God wanted to heal us from cancer, but we keep saying we have cancer, I have cancer. My friend wrote me and told me that she had cancer and she had to have surgery. And as soon as I read it, I told her, don't ever confess that you have cancer. You can say the doctor says I have it. But when you confess, see, the Bible says that the enemy is accusing the saints day and night. Amen?
Amen.
So if you want God to heal you of something, you can't get in agreement with the enemy and confess that. Because then your words, according to Malachi 3:16, is stout against God. And God cannot come past what you say. Amen?
Amen.
So by his stripes, I'm healed. No, I don't have that. That's signing for something that does not belong to you. So whatever the report is that the doctor gives you, then you know what to pray for. You just say, Lord, the doctor said thus and so, but I believe your word. I don't have diabetes. Change your words, change your life. The Bible says that promotions come from God. Amen.
Man.
He puts some up and he takes some down. My husband was praying for a promotion on the job, and we were confessing that he was already promoted. But the enemy, the boss said, no, you can't get promoted, because before you get promoted, this man has to be promoted because he's been here longer than you, and we don't want to promote him. So that meant that my husband was in the back because they didn't want to do something. So we took it to God. We started confessing. You know what? You got that job. Thank God. When he would testify, Lord, I thank you for my new job. I got the new job. This went on for about a year. Amen?
Amen.
And the man that they said they didn't want to promote, and they will not promote my husband, they did a surprise inspection on the job and found child pornography on his computer and let him go.
Oh, my God.
My husband moved right up into that slot because the word says I take some down and I put some up. And that's what we confess. Every testimony was, Lord, I thank you for my promotion because it came from you. You took some down. We didn't know how he was going to get promoted. But we kept confessing.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me just give you another quick testimony here because I'm telling you about changing your words, change your life. My husband spent over 20 years in the United States Air Force, and we travel all around the world. And then he put another 20-some years in with the civil service. So he said, you know, as long as I'm feeling great and I'm working, he said, I'm not going to retire. He said, but I don't want to retire anyway until, you know, they give me my 100% disability with the VA because I served in Vietnam and stuff like that, and I'm eligible for it. But you know what? The VA said, no, we give you 80%. We're not going to give you 100%. we start confessing, oh, God, we thank you that my husband is 100% veteran. That's the way my husband told us to say it. He was 100% veteran. 50 different letters came to us saying we will not give him 100%. But we kept saying he's got his 100%. Honey, thank God you got it. We went 2 weeks ago. The judge said, I don't even have to look at this again. He said, Mr. Gordon, thank you for your service, spending time in Vietnam. He said, not only am I going to approve your 100%, you don't ever have to requalify for it. It's permanent. Praise
thank you, God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Change your words, change your life.
Yeah.
I leave you with that this morning. If you are sick, if you have ailments in your body, whatever it is you're praying for and asking God to heal you of, start changing your words of what you're saying about that condition. I don't care if it's your children acting up. I don't care if it's a marriage. I know God to be a healer of marriages and children.
Amen.
I've been married over 50 years. My God is a healer because we changed our words and we changed our life. Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. And
thank you
to the listening audience. And keep me in your prayers. God bless
Amen.
You.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. My God. Pastor Gordon, you've been such a phenomenal blessing to us this morning. I've been saying that same thing.
Praise God.
Oh, my
God.
Thank you. My God. I'm going to open up the line. It's like you've been in a revival and you've preached a revival. You need to be encouraged, too. You've sown out. Let's encourage Pastor Gordon. Anybody been blessed by this morning? Don't forget that you know you've been on the line before, but you got a brand-new audience here. You have to tell where you are, give us your name, and tell where you're coming from. Amen. The line is open to you. Let's encourage our wonderful speaker this morning, Pastor Shirley Gordon. The line is open to you to encourage her. Amen.
Good morning, Pastor Gordon. This is Betty Johnson from Kansas City. Enjoy that word. Enjoy that word. Just by changing your mindset and changing your words, I enjoy that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, man, this is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I do praise God for the word of God coming from you, Pastor Shirley Gordon. I enjoyed it so very much.
Thank
so
you.
Much reminded of my mother, the words she said when the doctor diagnosed her, and she kept saying, I don't have it, I don't have it. She said, I put the devil under my feet. And I mean, she said that, and it's been many years. According to what they said she had, she just continually say she don't have it. She won't even hardly say the word. So I told Ma, I said, Mama, this is the way we gonna say it. We're going to say that you were diagnosed as.
Amen.
And, I mean, that's the way she is. She couldn't even remember that word, diagnosed. She said, what you say it is? I said, diagnosed. Say, but I don't have it. I put it under my feet. So it's been many, many years since they told her that, and she is still living by the grace of God. I enjoyed you so much, Pastor Gordon. That word was just a light up until me that I'm reminded of what my mom said and the word still works. Praise
Amen.
God.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I enjoyed that word. I know what you're saying is true. It's
tell us who you are and where you're from.
Oh, Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Woo!
I tell you, that word is true. I read it every day. I went to the doctor. The doctor said, you got glaucoma. I said, well, if you said I got. But I said, I'll tell you one thing. I said, I don't know what my mom died with. I don't know what my I said, I know what I ain't got. I'm telling you. God's word. If God say you don't have it, you don't have it. And I don't see nowhere where Jesus went to the cross and died for us. Jesus didn't have no glaucoma. He didn't have no blood pressure. He didn't have no diabetes. He didn't have nothing in his blood. So I'm a part of Jesus. I ain't got that message.
That's right.
That man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Good morning, this is Sheila Brown, from Kansas City, Kansas. May the Lord bless you, and I just thank you for that rich word. My pastor wanted me to give a testimony, and God led me to write a testimony.
Go ahead.
Hello, yes, and God allowed me to choose the testimony Saturday that I will write. 12 years ago, I went to Providence Medical Center. I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. With a sore throat 12 years ago. 3 days later, they sent me a certified letter to my mother's house, Bobby McCullough, to her house. And I heard that mailman coming around her corner. And I was sitting at the kitchen table getting ready to get up and go get my mother's mail. But the Holy Spirit sat me down. He did not want me to get that letter. Sad for that package, just like you said, Aunt Shirley. God did not let me get up and sad for that package. Instead, my brother-in-law, Darius Lomax, brought that certified letter in the kitchen to me, and I opened it and read it, and it said I had been diagnosed with throat cancer. And I went to the doctor and listened to what he had to say, but that same day, I said, no, I'm not receiving this mess. I do not have cancer. I am 26 years old, and the devil is a liar. That day, God said, take that blessed oil, and your faith is going to make you whole. He said, anoint under your chin in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. That's 3-in-1. He said, you go back in 3 months to that doctor, but you take your husband, Lewis, and you take a witness from the church with you. Thank you, Lord. When I went back to the doctor, glory! The doctor says, Sheila McCullough Brown, we don't know what happened.
That's my niece. That I'm surprised. That is my niece.
He's grown a lot.
My God.
He's grown a lot. Amen.
Yes.
She's been on this prayer line. God's blessed her, and she's been. Let her tell you. Amen.
Oh.
Sister Brown, are you there? She'll be back. All right. Do we have another praise report? Encouragement for Dr.
I have one.
Praise. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Tommy Bay from California. I was a pastor with the garden.
Yes.
You have blessed my soul in the name of Jesus, because it's a few years back, and I was saying the wrong words, and I was praying the wrong words in the name of Jesus. I had to reword everything that I was saying. I went back and changed my words. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hey, y'all, sir. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. And when I changed my words, in the name of Jesus, God has blessed me ever since. And that's the word. And I teach that to people. You have to go back and change your words.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I thank God this morning. And I really enjoy that you have blessed my soul, my spirit. And I thank you. And God bless everybody in prayer line this morning. Thank you. And God bless you. Ambassador John, thank you. God bless
Good
you.
Morning.
Good
this
morning.
Is Ambassador-elect Sister Charlotte Gray. I just want to jump in real quick. I heard Mother Stearns. I got to jump out. I just wanted to say that was me this morning. I am going to the doctor, and I am encouraged. This is Sister Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. That word was for me. So I am
Amen.
So glad to hear you. Amen. And I do receive it very well. And that's why it was a praise report. It was not a prayer request. It was a praise report beforehand. So you'll have to wait for the testimony. Talk to you later. Have a good day, everybody.
Praise
All right.
God.
Pastor Stern, I heard you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Amen. Thank God. This is Ambassador Stern from North Chicago, Illinois. I praise God and embrace your presence this morning. We certainly, here at the First Fruit Worldwide Convention and Prayer Line, certainly thank you, Pastor Gordon, for coming this morning and impacting our lives with that fresh word, although we know it, but we always need someone to come and remind us what thus said the word of God. And God knows it was a always a right on time word, and I know you're a woman of substance, a woman of integrity, and an experienced woman. And I could say myself, when you start turning around about the age of 50 and 60, they always want to see something in you because that's their money making project. Amen. When you're young like that, they sort of let you go, but when you're older, they want to keep you